Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello, welcome, welcome back to the PC Speaking Podcast. In our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today is day number 69, the 9th of March. Our reading is from Psalms and Proverbs today, Psalms chapter 31 and 32, and Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. One day a week, we do reading from Psalms and Proverbs. And today's that day. We'll do a bit of a just an overview of the passages that we're going to read. We'll read them. We'll come back in a few thoughts and meditations for the day. And then a bit of a help for further study if you want to take things further today. Psalm 31, where we're going to start today. It's a prayer for deliverance and declaration of trust in the Lord. David relies on God in amidst distress and persecution while he appeals to God's righteousness and mercy. And the psalm transitions from lament to praise, and David acknowledges God's faithfulness in rescuing him from his enemies and encourages others to trust the Lord as well. Psalm 32 celebrates the joy of forgiveness and the blessing of being in a right relationship with God. And David looks at the misery of unconfessed sin, the liberation of repentance, and God's forgiveness. And the psalm provides wisdom on the importance of seeking God's forgiveness and guidance to live a life of righteousness. And then over to Proverbs chapter 10, we're just doing a few verses out of Proverbs going forward each week to spread that out over the course of our reading program. And today in verses 1 through 9, again, part of the Proverbs of Solomon, contrasts the outcomes of righteousness and wickedness in various aspects of life, including work, integrity, and speech, emphasizing the benefits of wise living against the backdrop of the consequences of folly and wickedness. Let's go over to our reading for today. We're going to start in Psalm 31, and we will read Psalm 32 and Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 31, verse 1 says, "In you, Lord, I take refuge. Never let me be disappointed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be to me a strong rock, a house of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pluck me out of the net that they have laid secretly for me. For you are my stronghold. In your hand I commend my spirit. You redeem me, Lord God of truth. I hate those who regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness, for you have seen my affliction. You have known my soul in adversities. You have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a large place. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eye, my soul, and my body waste away with grief, for my life is spent with sorrow. My ears with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity. My bones are wasted away. Because all of my adversaries, I have become utterly contemptible to my neighbors, a horror to my acquaintances. Those who saw me on the street fled from me. I am forgotten from their hearts like a dead man. I am like broken pottery, for I have heard the slander of many. Terror on every side, while they conspire together against me. They plot to take away my life, but I trust you, your Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine on your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Let me not be disappointed, Lord, for I have called on you. Let the wicked be disappointed. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak against the righteous insolently, with pride and contempt. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have worked for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. In the shelter of your presence, you will hide them from the plotting of man. You will keep them secretly and dwelling away from the strife of tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous loving kindness in a strong city. As for me, I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my petitions when I cried to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful. and fully recompenses him who behaves arrogantly. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord doesn't impute iniquity, in which spirit there is no deceit, or in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped in the heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin to you. I didn't hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, when the great waters overflow, they shall not reach to him. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will counsel you with my eye on you. Don't be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, who are controlled by bit and bridle, or else they will not come near to you. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but loving kindness shall surround him who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous. Shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Well, there's a reading from the Psalms. Now let's go over to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not allow the soul of the righteous to go hungry, but he thrusts away the desire of the wicked. He becomes poor who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of the diligent brings wealth. He who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a son who causes shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commandments, but a chattering fool will fall. He who walks blamelessly walks surely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. One who winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a chattering fool will fall. Well, that's our reading for today. A few thoughts to close this out for today. In Psalm 31, David trusts God despite some pretty severe trials. Reflect on when you had to rely on God's mercy and protection, and what did that experience do for your faith? Psalm 32, talks about the joy of forgiveness. And have you experienced the freedom and relief that comes from confessing your sin to God? And how has the time of being willing to acknowledge and turn away from sin affected your relationship with God? Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 9, will present wisdom on righteous living. Which verse stands out to you in that passage the most, and why is that the case? And how can you take that verse and make application in your own life? And for further study, if you'd like to take things a little further today, have more time, explore the theme of forgiveness in Psalm 32 and consider writing a personal reflection or maybe a journal entry on how confession and forgiveness have impacted your spiritual journey. And you might also like to study some New Testament passages that echo the same theme to get you going. You might look at 1 John 1:9. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul